Well, we've gotten feedback from Irish organisations in the US for about the last 6 months on people who are arriving, both on holiday visas and now, of course, we're at the J1 summer exchange visa time, who are just going to stay. They're going to overstay their visa. And so we've decided that we're going to put out this warning notice to people who are thinking of doing that, and just to warn them that it's not a good idea.
And why isn't it a good idea? I suppose it never was a good idea, but it was traditionally probably the way that people often used to stay, was to go over on their holiday visa and then just never come back.
It was, and it was a lot easier. Pre 9/11, there didn't seem to be as many stringent rules in place. It wasn't as hard, kind of, you know, if you were stopped, for example, by a New York policeman, and you know he discovered that you were there illegal, and you said you were Irish. Oh, sure, my great grandmother is from, we say, Connemara. Off you go. But since 9/11, and it's actually, you know, post 9/11, that's no longer in place. Yeah. If you are stopped, and they discover that you're there illegally, you will be detained, and then you will be subsequently deported.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they hardly see Irish people as a threat, do they? I mean, I know 9/11 did increase security, but surely Irish people aren't the prime candidate.
No, they're not the prime candidate. But again, they can't be seen to favour the Irish and not favour another nationality. So it's coming across the board, and it is very, very strict. Mm. I mean, people who are going on the J1 summer exchange visa are entitled to stay up until the 4th of October. They're supposed to depart the US before the 4th of October. People who are going on the tourist visa, or as we call it, the visa waiver, where they fill out a form at the airport and just board the plane, they're entitled to stay for up to 90 days, not work. It's only for holiday purposes or for short business purposes.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose, though, the bigger question is, why are people doing that? I mean, surely there's plenty of opportunity in Ireland. So why are people illegally going to America and risking all of this?
I think there has always been this connection between Ireland and America, because it goes back a long way, where Irish people emigrated to America, and some people always want to go. I mean, the J1 summer exchange program is for students who are in college, who are returning to college in October. You can't be on your final year of college and finished. You really are supposed to be going back. And I think it is a great idea to go over and work for the summer, and to be able to work for the summer as well as holiday, maybe travel around. But there has been always that link between Ireland and America. And I mean, the amount of people I get who ring and say, I've always wanted to go, and I think I'll just go over on the visa waiver program, which is the holiday program, and I'll just overstay. And if there is any exemption or any special deal coming up from the Irish, but sure, I'll be able to link into that, which is not true. That is gone. It's dead in the water. I mean, Senator McCain, who's running for the White House, was very involved in the original bill. It was the Kennedy-McCain bill. That's gone. And even when he was looking for his nomination, he backed away from the whole immigration reform. There will be no exemption for anybody within the foreseeable future. I would reckon the next year or two, at least, if there is ever going to be any.
And what can happen? What's the worst that can happen?
Well, there are twofold. If you go over on the J1 summer exchange program and you overstay, while you may not be deported immediately, you may voluntarily leave the country. If in the future you go for any other visa, and there is also the J exchange visa, which is up to 18 months, 2 years, 3 years in some cases, depending on the one you go for, you'll have to go through a lot in order to be able to get that. They will have to be 150% sure that you're going to show non-immigrant intent. And non-immigrant intent means that Ireland is your centre of interest and that you're returning home to Ireland at the end of your visa. Mm. So if you've already overstayed, it shows that you had immigrant intent, which instead of non-immigrant intent. So it's going to make it a lot more difficult. If you're on the visa waiver program, which is the 90-day holiday visa, and you overstay, you are no longer eligible for that, and you will have to apply for the B visa, which is the visitor visa, and you will have to go through the US Embassy here in Dublin, and that's very, very strict. You'll have to go through a very strict interview, and again, they will need to be 150% sure that you're going to return and numerous people that I would have dealt with would have been refused. Mm. They would have overstayed before, and they find it very, very difficult to get back in. Some people will actually incur a ban for 3 years, depending on how long they overstay. Some people 10 years. The longer you overstay, the higher the ban.
Mm. So, I mean, really, your advice would be just don't do it. Don't take the risk.
No, don't do it. I mean, if you want to go over on the J1 Summer Exchange Program and you really fall in love in America, you know, you really want to go back. And I mean, I went to New York and I loved it. Then come back and look at your options. Look at the DV lottery, the Diversity Visa lottery, which is the green card lottery. Okay, we get very few places on it. Look at the employer-sponsored visas. Again, they can be difficult to get, but they're still an option. And then also look at the J Exchange program, which is a longer program, which is anything between 18 months and 3 years. Our website is www.migrantproject.ie, where we have specific information on the J1 Summer Exchange program. And then there's also a publication for people who are thinking of going longer term called Thinking of Going to the US. And that's downloadable from the website.